Welcome to Good Morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Samech Dalei, daf 64. We left off at the bottom of 63b. Today's class should be for the refuah. Shalema, wa l'cholim, v'chalam. Chim da barachom achan dezanei l'min chanum kama rifka, sarab anumunim, shalom ben sarah, david ben achan rifka, bada ben rifka, bada chim rifka, bada ester. Shalom ben ester, fayim adam, shalom rechana, yifa, bada miriam, yewada ben yifa, chaya, sarab zekon rifka, bada chana, simcha ben malka, miriam, bada chubiz ben miriam, chana, lana, bada omi, chavisa, bada mar, sarab chana, gerim, gerim, bada marcha, tan ben ester, sarab ben yifa, bada marcha, yishab ben yifa, 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 About five lines from the bottom of the page. Kalate de Rav Zavid, the daughter-in-law of Rav Zavid, Imreda, she rebelled. Hava tefisa chad sheyara, and she was holding on to one silk robe. She didn't want to let go of this one piece of clothing. Rashi says that it's me'ila chad sheyichnis lo b'ketubah. It's one of the robes that she brought in her obligation in the ketubah. Yativ amemar umar zutra v'Rav Ashi. They were all sitting. V'yativ Rav Gamda gabayon. Rav Gamda was sitting amongst them. Yadvi v'kaamre, and they said, Marda hivsida b'la'otei kayamin, that if a woman rebels, if she doesn't sleep with the husband, she loses out on her extant clothing, right? Her old, worn out extant clothing that's still in existence, she loses out on those. Amar lehu Rav Gamda, Rav Gamda responded, Mishum de Rav Zavid gavra rabba machnifitu lei. What, because Rav Zavid was a great man, we're going to flatter him, we're trying to make it better off for him. V'hamar Rav Kahana, but Rav Kahana said, "Mibaya ba'ei Rava v'lo pashit." Rava had this question: does she lose out if she rebels? Does she lose out on the clothing or not? And he didn't have an answer to it. So how can you have an answer? Ikad Amri. Some say the other way around. Yadve v'ka'amri marda lo yivsida b'la'otei kayamin. That if she rebels, she does not lose out on the extant worn out clothing. Amar lehu Rav Gamda. Rav Gamda responded, Mishum de Rav Zavid gavra rabahu. What? Because Rav Zavid is a great person and he's not going to argue on what the Chachamim say. Afkitu le ledina ilave. You're going to make it worse for him in the deen. You're going to make that he loses out in this marriage. Why is that fair? So Hamar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Mibaya bae la Rava v'lo pashit. Rava had this question and he didn't answer it. If a woman rebels, does she lose that clothing or not? So the Gemara says, "Hashad deleit mar lo hachi velo hachi." Now that the halacha wasn't taught, the law wasn't taught like this opinion or like that opinion. The halacha is tafsa lo mafkinan mina. If she grabs it, if she holds on to it, and she takes it, we don't have to take it back from her. Lo tafsa, but if she didn't grab it when she was, the marriage, she was leaving that marriage. So lo yavinan la. She wouldn't have to. We wouldn't have to give it to her. Obviously, only if she grabbed it would she be kone that begin. And we hold her 12 months on her get before she receives the get. And during those 12 months, she doesn't receive any mezonot from the husband because she's rebelling. So Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Kotvin. Okay, this is now the second topic. So the first topic was really essentially going through the question of if a woman rebels, does she lose out on this clothing that's brought in the ketubah? The worn out clothing that let's say that was brought in, Rashi says the clothing that she hechnisa lo beniduyata, right? She brings it in during in that nidunya, right? She has to bring in certain pieces. So in that clothing that she brought in, is she able to take that out? This was the question, and the Gemara said if she grabs it, yes. If she doesn't grab it, no. And we would make her wait 12 months without mezonot. Okay. Second part. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shemuel. Kotvin igeret merit al arusa, ve'en kotvin igeret merit al shomer devam. We write a letter of rebelliousness on a woman who is an arusa, engaged woman, but not a woman who's shomer devam, who's awaiting the brother-in-law to marry her. So the Gemara says, "Meitive, we have a contradiction. Achat li arusa v'nesua, afilu nida, afilu chodav, afilu shomer devam." We said earlier that all of these women are one and the same: an engaged woman, a married woman, a nida, a sick woman, and a shomer devam. So why are you differentiating? So the Gemara says, "Lakasha, it's not difficult." Kan shetavahu, kan shetavahi. The difference is, if he was the one who was tovea, he wanted to sleep with her and she rebelled, or she wanted to sleep with him and he rebelled. The Amar Rav Tachalifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel, Tavahu niskakinlo. If he was the one requesting to sleep with her and she rebelled, we are by his side. We help him out. Whereas Tavahi niskakinla. If she's the one that requested and he rebelled, so then we don't write any igeret merit. We don't write this letter of rebelliousness. All right, Rashi says, "Lichtov la igeret merit lehosif al ketubata." We wouldn't write this letter of rebelliousness to add on to her ketubah. And we're going to see later on the reason why the reason is behind that. So this is the explanation. This explanation is depending on who is requesting. If it's the woman requesting and the man is rebelling, there's no letter. If the man is requesting and the woman is rebelling, then we write a letter of rebelliousness to remove from her ketubah. Okay, we're in the middle of 64a, in the middle of the page. So the Gemara says, "B'may okimta lehad Shmuel." How did we establish the opinion of Shmuel? What did we say? Shmuel said his opinion was, we write a letter of rebelliousness for a engaged woman, but we don't write a letter of rebelliousness for a shomeret yavam, a woman who's waiting her brother-in-law. So what do we say this is talking about? B'shetava'ahi. It's referring to she requested to have relations and he rebelled. So the Gemara says, "Hay kotvin igaret merit al arusa." Instead of writing that, you write a letter of rebelliousness on the woman. It's not on the woman. La arusa mibayle. It's for the woman, right? The woman is requesting to have relations, and the man is rebelling. So we write it for the woman, and we would add on to her ketubah. Why is it saying against the woman? So the Gemara says, "Halakashya." This is not difficult. Tane la arusa. It should teach for the woman. It didn't mean to say about the woman, on the woman. It meant to say for the woman. So the Gemara says, "May shna shomer devam delo." Why this woman who is awaiting her brother-in-law to marry her, why does she not get this letter for rebelliousness if a husband rebels? So the Gemara says, "Da amrinan la zil lo mipakdat." Says because we tell her you go and marry someone else, meaning you're not obligated in Piriya Riviya, or we tell her, right, a woman has no obligation. And we learn this in Masachet Yevamot that a woman doesn't have the obligation of being fruitful and multiplying. Only the man has the obligation of being fruitful and multiplying. So we tell the woman, listen, if the man is rebelling, you know, get lost, kind of, because you have no obligation. He has the obligation.
Was it fulfilled the obligation?
No, asking on the woman. Why don't we write a letter of rebelliousness for the woman if the man rebels? The answer is because the woman is not obligated in Piriya Riviya. So we wouldn't add on to her ketubah if the man rebels. For a shomeret yavam. So the Gemara says, arusanami. Why don't we say also by an engaged woman that we said we do write a letter for her? Neima le zil lomi pakdat. Why don't we say also, you're not obligated. So if you're not obligated, you shouldn't get this letter of rebelliousness. Ela, it's talking about biba'a mechamat ta'ana. No, she's making a claim. The Amra, she says, "Ba'ina chutra liyada umara likura." I need a hand for my. I need a staff for my hand, and I need a shovel for my burial. Meaning, she's like, I want children. Rashi explains, she's like, I want to have a child that can hold my hand when I'm older, and I can rely on him on the day that she dies in order to bury me. So that's why for an arusa we say that she's saying, I want a child. So she's going to be able to be supported. So the Gemara says, okay, say the same thing for Shomer Devam. Hachinami, Shomer Devam. Why don't you say also for Shomer Devam? Biba'a mechamat ta'ana. She's coming with a claim. So the Gemara says, Ela idi ve'idi shetav'a hu. Rather, both cases are talking about really that he is requesting to have relations and she is rebelling. Ve'lakasha, and it's not difficult. Kan lachlotz ve'kan le'yabem. It depends on if he is doing chalitza or he's doing yibum. So the Amar Rabbi Pedat, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tava lachlotz nizkakin lo. If he requested to do chalitza, we're there for him. We write a letter of rebelliousness, right? If she rebels, tava liyabim. But if he requested to do yibum and she rebels, ain nizkakin lo. We don't help him. We don't write this letter. So the Gemara says, why? Maishna liyabim de lo. Why for yibum? If the man requests yibum and she says no, why don't we write a letter against her that she loses her ketubah? So da amrinan le, we say to him, zil vin nasiv iteta achariti. Go and marry someone else. That's why. So the Gemara says, "Lachlotz nami." Also by chalitza, neimalei zil v'nasivit tachariti. If she doesn't want to do chalitza, just go and marry another wife. What's the problem? Why don't we say the same thing? Why are we saying you write a letter? So ela, really, the amar kevan da agida bi lo ka yahavu li achariti. Since by chalitza, people are going to say, "I am bound to the woman." So since they say that, then people are not going to want to give a wife to me, because people are going to say, "He's bound to this woman that he has chalitza with. They're not going to give me another wife." But the Gemara says, but that's the same thing by Yibum. Hachanami, also by Yibum case, Kevan de Agidabi, Loka Yahavu Liachariti, that since you are bound to this woman by Yibum, nobody's gonna give you another wife. So why is Chalitza and Yibum any different? Meaning for Chalitza, we're saying that we help him out and we give him this letter of rebelliousness if the woman doesn't agree. And you remove on the ketubah. But for Yibum, no letter of rebelliousness. So the Gemara says, why? So Ela Idi V'Idi, it's rather both of them are talking about Shetava Liyabim, that they are both asking, he is asking her in either case to do Yibum. Vela Kashya, and it's not difficult. Kan Kemishna Rishona, Kan Kemishna Achorna. Depends on if it was the earlier teaching or the latter teaching. We're at the bottom of 64a, right? So he says, Ditnan, as the Mishnah said, we saw this in Masechet Yevamot. This is a big machlok, and mitzvah yibum kodem le mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah yibum comes before the mitzvah chalitza. Meaning, if you have the option of yibum or chalitza, you should do yibum. But rishona, that's only in the beginning, shayu mitkavnim leshum mitzvah, when they had kavana for mitzvah. Achshav she'en mitkavnim leshum mitzvah, but nowadays, that they don't have kavana for mitzvah, it's for the beauty of the woman, amru, they say mitzvah chalitza kodem le mitzvah yibum. They say the mitzvah of chalitza should have precedence on the mitzvah of yibum. So that's the explanation. Back then, when they would have kavanah for mitzvah, so yibum would come first, we would write him a letter. Now that we don't have the kavanah for mitzvah, so if he wants to do yibum, we don't write him this letter of rebelliousness if she rebels. Right? Halakha is machloket between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. The Shulchan Aruch writes that mitzvah yibum still today, the mitzvah of yibum should come precedent to the mitzvah of chalitza. If a man has opportunity, if a woman has opportunity to do yibum. Yibum with the brother-in-law, they should do Yibum. Ashkenazim say no, like this Gemara, that Mishnah Achorna is that nowadays they don't have Kavanah Lashum Mitzvah, so you don't. But according to Sephardic Halakha, nowadays most customs amongst most communities that they don't do, but according to Sephardic Halakha, it's 100% agreed upon in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should do Yibum. It's a mitzvah from the Torah.
Nachon,
because most of the Beit Dins they take the minhag of the Rama, but according to Rav Avadi was very also and Rav Ben Chaim as well, he said that the minhag is that the halakha should be like the Sfaradim. Okay, this is the second part of the daf, going through the if we write a letter of rebelliousness. Okay, third part of the daf. Ad matayu pochet, until what point does he remove from her ketubah if she rebels? So we said in our Mishnah something called a measure currency called tarfikin. So the Gemara says, my tarfikin. So the Gemara says, Amar Sheshad Astira. It's an Astira. Very good, thank you. So what's an Astira? Vakama Astira. Oh, so the Gemara says, Palga Dezuza. So it's really half of a Zuz. Rashi says it's a half of a Zuz Tsuri. So just to give explanation, someone sent a picture of all the measurements in the Daf chat before the class. Here, Rashi explains the measurement. Rashi says, one zuz is 6 ma'a kesef, 6 ma'a of silver coins. So a tarf'ik, which is half of a zuz, is 3 ma'a of silver. Okay? So the Gemara says, as we see as well, Tanya Namiyach, we have a baraita just like this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosha tarf'ikin, we take away three. We add on 3 tarfikin on the woman's ketubah if the man rebels every week. What is that? Shein tesha ma'in. That is 9 ma'in of silver. Right? Every tarfik is 3 ma'a. Okay? So ma'a v'chetzi l'kol yom, that's 1.5 ma'a every single day. Right? 9, 6 days. We don't give her on Shabbat. We only give her 6 days. So 9 and 6 days, she gets 1.5 ma'a every day if he rebels. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Lishmuel, he says, Maishna ihu di avinan le Shabbat, u maishna ihi di lo yavinan la de Shabbat. How come for his rebelliousness we don't give her on Shabbat, but for her rebelliousness we take away on Shabbat? Meaning, if he's rebelling, we don't add on one extra one on Shabbat. We do 1.5 ma'a every day besides for Shabbat. If she's rebelling, we take away one even on Shabbat. We said 7 tarfik, right? We do one every day. So it's double. So why for Shabbat we take away for her? So the Gemara says, "Ihi demifchat kapachit, for her we're removing lo mechazek kischar Shabbat. It doesn't look like you're receiving reward. You're receiving money on Shabbat. You're taking away from the ketubah. So that's fine. You can take it down on Shabbat. Whereas ihu the osufika mosva, that for him we're adding on to the ketubah. Meaning when he rebels, we add on to her ketubah. So it looks like we're giving her more money. So therefore mechazek kischar Shabbat. It seems like you're adding." Huh?
It's Habla'ah,
no? No, because you're doing every day. It's the Yomo, every single day. So every single day is adding, so that's why for her we don't add 1.5 ma'a on Shabbat, because that would look like Tzchar Shabbat. Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef le Shmuel, ma ben mored le mored. What's the difference between the man rebelling and the woman rebelling? Why for the man, we said, half, right? We said for the man, if he rebels, she gets 3 tarfiq. And for the woman, if she rebels, he gets 7 tarfiq. It's like double, right? Besides for Shabbat, it's 6 and 3. So why does she get punished double? Amar le, tse ulmad mishuk shel zonot. Go and learn out from a shuk of zonot, of prostitutes. He says, mi socheret mi? Who goes and pays for who? Is the woman going and renting out the man, or is the man going and renting out the woman? The man's going to rent out the woman. I mean, it's much more difficult for a man. If a man is refrained from having relations, it's much more difficult, right? I mean, it sounds like from here, we read a machloket earlier on, if you remember, that said, what's considered rebelling? Is it having relations, or is it melacha? Right, we read two different opinions. Over here, it sounds like it's 100% relations. It's talking about relations over here, right? So, it must be that this is a ra'ya, that for sure that's a halacha. Right, davar acher also ze yitzra mi bachutz ve ze yitzra mi bifnim. The man's yitzra is on the outside. Right. Whenever he has an erection, it's much more embarrassing. The woman's yitzra is on the inside. That's where the menstruation, everything happens. So her yitzra is not as there's many different perushim, but I guess it's not as embarrassing because it's not shown on the outside. But also, it's not as vibrant as the yitzra of the man. So that's why for the man, we give him more of a benefit if she rebels rather than if he rebels. Okay, that's part number 3. Part number 4, new Mishnah. Hamashre et ishto al yedei shalish. If a man is paying his wife by a third party, meaning he's giving her mezonot, let's say by a third party. So what is how does he do that? Lo yivchot la mishnei kabin chitin. He shouldn't give less than 2 kav of wheat, o me arba'a kabin seorin, or 4 kav of barley. Barley is worse than wheat, obviously. Amar biyosi lo pasak la seorin. Seorin was only given out because of the opinion of Ela Rabbi Ishmael. It was only Rabbi Ishmael who did that. Shaya samuch le'edom, because he was close to Edom. We're going to see what that has to do with anything in the Gemara. What does being close to Edom have to do with giving out barley? So the Gemara will explain. V'noten la chatzi kav kitnit, and he gives her one half of a kav of kitnit, like kitniot, v'chatzi log shemen, and half of a log of oil, v'kav grogarot, and 1 kav of dried out figs, or one mane. So one mane is 100 zuz, which is 25 sla'im. So one mane of a devela, which is crushed figs, so either dry figs or these, you know, crushed down cake figs. Veim ein lo, and if he doesn't have, posek lumatan perot me'akom acher. He gives her fruits from somewhere else. Meaning he has to give her fruit still, but he gives it to her from another place, from a different place instead.
It's like 1 to 3 pounds.
Right. Venoten lam mita, he gives her a bed, mapatz umachzelet, he gives her a soft mat and a hard mat. Venoten la kipa le rosha, he gives her a cover for her head. Vechagor le motnea, and he gives her a like a belt for her waist. Uminalaim min moed lemoed, and he has to get her shoes from holiday to holiday. Vekelim shel 50 zuz mishana l'shana, and 50 zuz worth of clothing. It's nothing. It's mamash like a Target shirt. You get like a Target shirt worth of clothing from year to year. Not like today. Today it's we're going to see actually. It's an interesting halakha. Ve'ein notnin la lo chadashim mimod hachama. You can't give her new clothing in the summer. Ve'lo shechakim mimod hageshamim. And worn out clothing in the winter, right? Because back then the new clothing was thicker. So they needed new clothing for the winter. And the old clothing was okay for the summer because it was lighter, right? So ela noten la kelim shel 50 zuz bimod hageshamim. You give her new clothing of 50 zuz in the winter, vehi mitkasa bebalotein bimod hachama, and she covers herself with those worn out clothing in the summer because they're lighter. Vashechakim, and the worn out clothing shela, they become hers. She can hold on to them. She can keep them. Noten la ma'a kesef letzorka. He gives her. We learned this earlier, right? What is the man, the woman's man's obligation for the woman? He has to give her 1 ma'a of silver for her needs. And he eats with her every Leil Shabbat, right? That's when they have conjugal, that's when they have relations. That's when his obligation is to have relations with her. And if he doesn't give her this ma'av silver for her needs, her earnings are all hers. She doesn't have to give him anything. What does she have to do for him? You remember this? 5 selas worth of warp thread in Yehuda. And or shehen eser slaim begalil, which is 10 slaim in the Galil, or mishkal, the weight of eser slaim erev biyuda, the weight of 10 slaim, which is weft, right? The difference between weft and warp. Weft is a thread that goes across this way, and the warp is the thread that goes across this way. So it's weft. Weft goes horizontally, and warp goes vertically, right? So that would be 10 slaim of that in Yehuda, of weft in Yehuda. Shehen esrim slaim begalil, which would be the weight of 20 slaim of that weft in the Galil. Vim hayitam minika, and if she, this is her obligation, vim hayitam minika, and if she was breastfeeding, pochatin la mimaseyadea, we remove from some of the earnings she has to give to him, umosifin la al mezonotea, and we add on to the mezonot that he has to give her. B'medvarim amurim, when is all of this said? This whole Mishnah that we're talking about, all these mini nitty gritty things that he gives her so little, be'anish be'israel, the poor person of Am Yisrael, aval b'mechubad, somebody who is honored, he has a lot of wealth, hakol lefi kvodo. It's all based on his honor. And this is actually brought down in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this down in the Halakha, in Halachot Ishut, and he says, it's in both, he talks about it in Halachot Ishut Perek Yud Bet, Halakha Yud Aleph, and Halachot Ishut Perek Yud Gimel, Halakha Hey. He talks about this Halakha, and he says that if a woman, this is all talking about a man who is not able to support so well, right? But obviously a man who has a lot more money, he has to give more. He has to be able to support her. He has to give her jewelry. He has to give her nicer clothing. He has to give her hakol lefi kvodo. This is where the Rambam also talks about a person based on their stature. Person should dress his wife and give his wife and children whatever they need based on the stature that their family has. Okay, let's stop there for today. We'll give a quick recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Bet with the first thing we talked about was if she rebels, does she lose out on the clothing that is brought in the Nidunia? So we brought machloket, we brought safek from Rava, and then we ended up saying if she grabs it, she can hold on to it. If not, not. But we hold her on her get for 12 months and she doesn't get mezonot. Huh? No, it's if she grabs it, tafsalo mafkina mina. We don't take it away from her. That was part number one. Part number two is do we write a igeret merit? Do we write a letter of rebelliousness for the woman if the man rebels? Right. So we said for the arusa, for the betrothed woman, we do. For the shomeret davam, we don't. Then we ended up saying really the end of the Gemara's answer was, we went through many different answers, and then we said that the answer is it's really both talking about cases of yibum. And one of them, it's actually coming from the man asking, not from the woman asking. One of them is Mishnah Rishona was earlier, one was later. So earlier, when mitzvah of Yibum came first, precedent to Chalitza, they would write a rebellious letter against her that she loses out on the Ketubah. Later on, whenever they don't, the mitzvah of Chalitza came first, they would stop writing that rebellious letter. That was part number two. Part number three, so on the bottom of the page, we were discussing what the value is of a tarf'ik. So we said every tarf'ik is considered one half of a zuz. Every zuz is 6 ma'ah kesef, so every tarf'ik is 3 ma'ah kesef. And that's how we got to the value of how much the woman gets. If he rebels, which was 3 tarf'ik a week, which is 1.5 ma'ah kesef a day, whereas if she rebels, then he gets 7 tarf'ik a week, which is all including Shabbat as well. So he gets pretty much double plus Shabbat. That was the third part of the daf. Fourth part of the daf was the Mishnah, which is going to be, and we're going to talk about it in the Gemara tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, but it was talking about if he is supporting her from a third party. So when he supports her from a third party, he has to, and he has a very minimal amount of lifestyle because he's very poor, so he has to give her minimal amount of things from each thing. But the Mishnah ended by stating that if he is obviously wealthier, he has to pay her hakol lefi kavodo based on what his wealth is. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.